name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We saw that Solomon had fallen from his wisdom of his youth and hearkened to his foreign wives and fell into the sin of adultery, worshiping their gods. Well, first of all, allowing them to worship their gods, building temples for their gods, and then worshiping those gods himself. And as a consequence, God visited a punishment upon him, not during his own lifetime, because of David, but in the lifetime of his son, and the kingdom was split. The northern 10 tribes of Israel became their own kingdom, and all that was left to the house of David was Judea and Benjamin. So the southern 2 tribes. Well, we see the king, Jeroboam, who is not of the house of David, therefore he's an illegitimate king. He's the king of Israel. And he sees the people going down to Jerusalem to offer sacrifice, because it was the only place where sacrifice and worship to God could licitly be offered. And so he said to himself, well, we can't have this, because if they go down there, they'll remember, yeah, we really should be faithful to the house of David, and then they'll overthrow me and they'll kill me, so I know what I'll do. I'll establish my own religion. Which is exactly what he did. He had 2 golden calves, which was very similar to the worship of the Baals, the pagan Canaanite worship. And he had them set up, and he had there and said, worship them. And the people did. And the people fell into adultery. And it began a long series of infidelity of the northern 10 tribes to God. And we see, you know, at its most extreme with Ahab and Jezebel and the various gods that they worshipped, and the gods which both Elijah and Elisha fought. We often see secular authorities trying to control religion. You'll see it throughout the world, you know, because they use religion to cement their authority over people. And particularly we find this when there are national churches. You know, when we see, you know, like King Henry VIII, he says, I'll have my own church. And the Church of England was largely, and still is, an instrument of British national policy. And then there's the Church of Sweden, and there's all of these other churches. And you say, well, Catholic Church are the official church in some countries. Well, that's true, but that church is not controlled by the state. And that's a very big problem. So whenever you think here or hear of people talking about national churches, let your antennas go up, because this is a very bad thing. You know, I particularly get irritated when I hear people talk about the American Catholic Church. You know, we're not talking about the weird little place down the street. We'll say, the church here in the U.S. should do things its own way because it has to be enculturated. Yeah, we saw what enculturation did with Solomon and his wives. That's not true. You know, why be part of a national church when you can be part of the church which is one? One holy, Catholic, and apostolic. A church which is universal, and is not just for people of one country or another country, but which is for people of all countries, all languages, all races. Because Jesus did not come to save the Germans or the Spanish or the Mexicans. Jesus came to save all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.